Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. I am a man of my word. In John 14, verses 1 through 3, we read, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." How many times can people really say something and mean it? Or better still, not many persons can say that of themselves and be confident that they will honor that statement. Have you ever wondered what happens to politicians? Politicians will promise the voters the pie in the sky because they claim to understand and feel the pain and struggle of the population. They are elected and many of them fail to deliver on their promises. And yet the cycle continues because others, more charismatic than their predecessors, they revise the promises and the voters give them a chance once again. Or think about marriage. Have you ever wondered what happened to the vows that the bride and the groom recite so eloquently on their wedding day with the final words, "Till death us do part"? Yet so often the death we see is a divorce because someone did not keep the promise of fidelity, or someone did not keep the promise that they made to the parents of the bride that they would love, cherish, and honor. But over time, those vows become a farce, or maybe people are not able to keep their word. Jesus presents himself as a promise keeper, and our text carries one of the most compelling promises that Jesus made. He had a meeting with his disciples in which he made a bombastic promise. Before he spoke the promise, he established credibility. Jesus did not have to do it, but he was speaking to his guys with a national history of serving God, Yahweh, El Shaddai, Elohim. The Jewish people have always had God in their lives, and they believe that there is no one else besides the one God they serve. So it might seem simple to us, but Jesus presents as the Son of God, one with God and equal with God. It was important, therefore, that he made this clarification, that the one speaking to you is God. And so if you believe in the God of your ancestors, then you ought to believe in me. So now, what is Jesus about to say that is not coming from a man with flaws? Rather, these words will come from one who is equal with God. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus makes a point using earth language that where his Father is, what we call heaven, is a place with countless mansions or rooms. "If it was otherwise," he said, "I would have told you." Now, do you believe that? And why would God have many mansions in heaven? Jesus told them that he's going back to heaven to prepare a place for them. There were only 11 disciples at that point, so why did he say many mansions? We will come back to that later. So these mansions in heaven, how will we get there? You are going ahead to prepare these mansions, so when do we get to come? Jesus answered that question even before they asked. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus was saying to these guys that he is making a solemn promise that he is going to get the many mansions ready and he will come back for them. That is amazing. But how is that going to happen? Remember, Jesus is a man of his word, and he's not a man that he should lie. I have just the answer you're looking for. And we find this in 1 Thessalonians 4, which says, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. There it is, my friend, in clear language. Jesus left to go prepare mansions for his disciples, but not just the 11 who were with him at the time he made the promise, but for everyone who believes the good news and becomes a child of God. Jesus is coming again, and you had better believe that this is true. Jesus did not say when he was going to come again, and so he made plans for some of his followers who will die before he returns. So now we know it will be some time between when he returns to heaven and when he comes back for his followers. He has a plan where those who died and those who are alive on the day he comes, they all will go back with him to heaven to occupy the mansions he is there preparing. This is epic. Do you believe all of that? Seriously. Do you believe? Jesus said that if you believe in God the Father, then believe in me. My Father is a promise keeper. So am I. I am a man of my word. I am coming back for all those who believe in me.